Hey, Anelli.
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, what's the topic of the day?
So this week we're talking about credit cards, and we're specifically focusing on Gen Z because there's been some new data from VantageScore that found that the amount of Gen Z credit card consumers that have a higher balance owed on their credit cards is so much higher. Like the Gen Z generation has about 3 times the rate of growth compared to everyone else when it comes to credit card debt, which is really interesting because a lot of people will say, oh, well, the reason is because, you know, inflation is so high and they can't keep up. So that's kind of what people are pointing to say is the reason why Gen Z's credit card debt is increasing.
Very unusual, because I remember when the buy now, pay later folks came out, they said, no. This generation is not the credit card generation. They use debit cards and then they love our buy now, pay later. You're telling me now we're starting to see more and more credit card debt.
Yeah, we are. And I think the one of the interesting things is that when you look at things like paying for gas or buying food, like obviously younger consumers are going to have a harder time buying those things if they're not making more money, but the prices of those things are higher, right? Like inflation is making the cost of average everyday goods and services go up, but their income isn't necessarily going up. So it is kind of, you know, obviously something that I think that a lot of Gen Z students are starting to rely on is, let me do this buy now, pay later thing, but I'm going to set it up to my credit card instead of my debit card because I don't want to take that money right out of my checking account.
All right. Are we starting to see credit card companies back on college campuses?
So actually, a lot of people still think that that's a thing. And in this episode, I actually go into a little bit of the impact of the Credit Card Act of 2009, because a lot of times, even teachers today in the classroom will say to their students, like, you know, listen, kids, as soon as you get to your college campus, they're going to be offering you Frisbees, T-shirts and pizza so that you can get a credit card. And by the end of your first semester, you're going to have 3 credit cards and be in a bunch of debt. But that's actually a thing of the past, right? In 2009, legislation was signed that says that you cannot, as a credit card company, you cannot be on a college campus marketing, offering freebies like food or trinkets or T-shirts or Frisbees or anything like that. And you also can't be too close to the college campus. So it's on the campus or near the campus. And it also, you know, prohibits them from targeting consumers that are under the age of 21 if they don't have permission from their parent or from a co-signer. So, you know, while we have these ideas of credit card companies have been historically very predatory, which is true when it comes to younger consumers, I myself was a victim of that. It is important to recognize that there have been some regulations put in place to make sure that we're shifting in the right direction for Gen Z.
So we got some speed bumps in place.
Definitely speed bumps. And also just making sure that there's some sort of, like, you know, just rules, because the reality is if there's no rules, we know what happens. Everybody focuses on the financial benefits that you get from being creative, right? Oh, let's show up and offer free pizza. Then everybody will sign up. Yeah, great. That's creative. But it's also predatory. And so I think it's important to have, you know, some rules, like you said, some speed bumps.
Yeah, I was in Glendale, California this weekend. And one of the credit card companies, which I won't name what's in your wallet, they had a cafe. And inside this cafe, if you bought coffee using your what's in your wallet credit card, 50% off. And I saw a table with sweatshirts and I saw people ready to help sign you up for banking or credit card services. I wonder what's going on here.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think that 2 things come to mind. One is, of course, companies are always looking to, you know, keep increasing their profits. And so that might be that they're looking at ways to kind of skirt around the laws, right? Like, let's make sure that we still have these incentives and just kind of thinking about how that might work for spaces that feel like college campuses or that feel like young people would be attracted to them, like cafes, right? Like everybody, especially young people, love to go set up their laptop and just work in a space that's like a cafe, like a Starbucks, right? And so that makes a lot of sense that there would be these like cafes in bank branches, because bank branches feel very stuffy. They feel very antiquated. They feel like, you know, it's difficult for them to keep up when there's fintech apps that you don't even need to go to a branch anymore. So the idea that they have to come up with a way to spruce up these bank branches, well, okay, let's put a cafe in here and make it feel a little more trendy.
Yeah, it seemed to be working. You're right. A lot of kids out there with laptops. So you're always great with these FinCap Fridays offering advice. So what are you telling Gen Z about credit cards?
Yeah, it is definitely important for you to talk to your family about whether a credit card is right for you, especially when it comes to knowing your personality. If you feel that you're ready for a credit card, be honest and do a self-checkup. Like, am I the kind of person who is okay with managing many deadlines and keeping track of all the due dates that I have, for example, with my classes and my academic coursework? Because if I can barely keep track of those due dates, what makes me think that adding credit card statement due dates to the list is going to be something that I can manage, right? So just being realistic, if you're 18, 19 years old, like, you know, check in on yourself. Like, I'm not really doing a great job managing my due dates as it is. So it's probably not a good idea for me right now at this time to get a credit card. And then also just talking to your family, because a lot of times we jump to thinking that we need to get a credit card in our own name and start building credit early, which is true. It's very beneficial. But at the same time, there are so many ways that you can hack the credit system to start in a way that doesn't necessarily lead you to a lot of debt. For example, having a parent co-sign or having a parent add you as an authorized user could be a really good first step, so that you don't just jump to having a credit card completely on your own and, you know, you're sort of learning through the school of hard knocks. It's a really good idea to have an authorized user status on someone else's credit card first, so that you can kind of, you know, practice with them, have an adult there keeping an eye on it and guiding you. And then when you're ready, you can always go and get a credit card on your own when you're a little older.
Always informative. Thank you, Ganelli.
You got it.